Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Welcome to the show. Today's conversation is one that invites us to slow down, soften, and reconnect with something deeply powerful, our own inner wisdom. My guest today is a transformational teacher, certified master life coach, TEDx speaker, author, and artist. But titles only tell part of the story. At the heart of everything she does is a profound belief in love, in the intelligence of the heart, and in the truth that each of us already carries the wisdom we're seeking. I'm delighted to welcome Nadia Payen. Nadia, welcome.
Thank you, Janine. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, you seem all stuttery. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because I'm working on Saturday afternoon when I actually was in my sloppy joes thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to chill out. And then when I thought, oh no, I can interview Nadia. Yay! So what I'm going to do, I'm going to open the question. You often speak about living in a more heart-centered way. For our listeners who may feel disconnected from their heart or intuition, what does heart-centered living truly mean to you?
I love this question. You know, I want to speak first to what you just mentioned. I think we live in a time right now, especially in the Western world, but I think also globally, where so much of our lives are fast.
Exactly.
They are pre-programmed. They are essentially very woven with this sense of like, I just need to survive this next day. I just need to survive this next moment. And that, if you can, even just saying that out loud, I can feel my body sort of contracting inward. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we've all felt that, where you just feel a tightness in your chest and you're wondering, you know, how am I even going to make it through? And it's not so much about life needing to change, or I hear a lot of things about, you know, just let it all go. And life is a bit more complex than that. It's more nuanced than that. It's more rich than that, right? But it's about being intentional about who we are inside and who we be. And that will inform how we interact with the world around us. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does to me. I think that I liked how you said that, you know, the world is very fast and we always think we have something else to do. And it's only when we slow down through maybe illness or holidays that we realize that actually we can only hear ourselves properly when we slow down. So, yeah.
I take it as like the body screaming. You were not listening to me before. But you hear so much about people having trouble sleeping, or they wake up tired and or sluggish or with brain fog. And even if I think what I want to share is, even if your life doesn't change much on the outside, it does make a huge, it's a life-changing difference when how you interact with it from the inside out is different than, I'm waking up and the first thing I'm thinking about is all the things I have to do today. Instead of the possibility of waking up and just being like, my heart is still beating, thank God.
I know. You know, I used to be one of those people that used to just jump out of bed, right, I've got a list of things to do, yeah. I don't do that now. I wake up, and much to the disgust of my rescue cats, because I do not jump out of bed and feed them. I make them wait, and that can be very noisy in the morning. But I found that, you know, I think I've spoken to some about things on other shows, that I tend to be that when I start the day is I think of all the good things that I've got ahead, and grateful for all the things that I have had. So it's very hard to do that, do you not think? But it's worthwhile.
Yeah. You touched on something really important too, Janine, which is like that gratitude practice. It's so cliche now. I feel like a lot of folks, especially in the spiritual wellness spaces, we talk about this a lot, but I keep coming back to it too, because it is so simple. And sometimes those simple things are actually the ones that have the the biggest levers, you know, make the most huge difference. And they're easy to let go of because you're like, ah, how important could that be? That's, it's not that hard. Well, some of the best things in life are not hard at all.
I know. And you know, not that we're talking about manifesting, but I think that the whole thing is when the universe is always listening to you. And I find that when I think about the day ahead, the positive things, I always put something positive in the day. You know, we should do that. We should never in the next day just be about, oh, I've got to do this, which is what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll also add a layer of complexity because I love that. Sometimes when we are waking up, we have the things to do, or we're not our best selves. Like, oh, you know, I'm going through a rough patch in life. We can also get into a loop of like self-judgment of like, oh, well, I'm not doing this gratitude stuff anymore. So woe is me. And it just doubles down. But actually, this goes back to what you were saying. And I do believe in being love. And the thing is, what I've started noticing, and this is more recent in my life, I'll be honest, the more that I get to be love in life, the more that even when I have funky moments and I'm just going through it and I'm in the mud, the more I can be in it, be present with what is happening, feel my feelings, but then also some part of me knows that it's going to be all right, that this is not my forever state, that after feeling this moment truly deeply from the heart, that there's always like a relief. What I liken this to is when children, they have the tantrum. Yeah. And then at some point in the middle of a cry, you hear, and their big bellies get like, you know, they take that big belly breath.
Yeah.
We could take a page from them. We could take a, that's what it is.
Yeah, that was part of my next question for you. What do children teach us, which you've just answered about? You know, what other, you know, I mean,
I can add.
Go on then. Add.
Yeah.
Add.
The way I see, I work with children a lot. I work with adults a lot, and I get to work in a transformational way for both ends of the spectrum, I like to say. And I think for me, what it feels like is that children are true, pure spiritual teachers. If we allow them to be, if we can look at them through that lens ourselves and get ourselves off our own high horses, because as adults, we've learned to navigate humanity, the world as it is right now. But children, they're new to it all. So they don't have a lot of story or a lot of stuff, a lot of muck backing it up. They're really just experimenting and they're very free in that way. And they're just still so connected to the divine. So they are pure presence. When they play, it's real. When it's real, they play, you know? Mm-hmm. And how many of us could take a moment to learn from that?
Yeah. So it was only at Christmas. I was working with some disadvantaged children, and we were taking a load of Christmas presents in for the families to be given out. And one of the things that I noticed when we went into one of the classrooms, all these 3-4-year-olds, 5-year-olds or whatever, seeing all these presents and the delight in the wrapping paper. It was just like, this is what Christmas is all about, you know. It's about the joy that they bring. And I came away from, we must have taken 300-400 presents in, and they were all involved in it. And I came away and I went, yeah, this is what it's all about, that feeling. That's
delight. I love that you mentioned delight. That's such a specific and special feeling. And I would really encourage anyone who's listening to notice when they feel it or what causes it. And how many times have I had life coaching clients, adults, that we're talking about the adults now.
Yeah.
And the thing that they miss is the creativity and the joy and the delight, that pleasure that they used to have. They're like, I feel disconnected from myself. And I'll have clients with children and they'll say something like, I don't even know how to play with my kids.
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it?
And their heart is breaking as the tears well up, Janine, like their heart is breaking as they say it.
It's about back to disconnecting from the love. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's coming back to the heart. It's coming back into, the children are purely that.
Yeah. So you work beautifully blend spiritual, psychological, somatic practices. Mm-hmm. How do these different strands come together in your teaching? Another question to add on it. Why is embodiment such an important part of the transformation?
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to start with the embodiment and reverse engineer. So I think we live in a moment in time where that intellectual knowledge base is very highly prized. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like truly nothing. I love a good book. I love a good learning. I'm a teacher at heart. I totally get it.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between knowing something in the mind, knowing that 1 + 1 = 2, and feeling it, holding 2 apples in your hand and saying, oh, I get it. This has multiplied. I can feel it. I can take a bite from both. Yeah. I'm doubly nourished, right?
Yeah.
And that is what embodiment creates. It's that it takes things from the headspace and anchors it down. And if your listeners are familiar with like the chakra system and all of that, it's bringing it from this sort of like ethereal sort of heavenly space, the crown chakra, and bringing it down into the earthly where we actually live, where our feet are planted. And then we get to be that in the world through the embodiment. It's no longer just an understanding mentally. It's who we are. It's who we be.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that.
Me too.
We're just going to stop for a minute and hand, don't go anywhere, listeners. I'm just handing over to our sponsors. When we come back, I will be asking Nadia about her journey and her creativity.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. Yay, I've got to ask some questions about you. So before the chapter of your life, you played violin at weddings, served food, took orders and designed brands around the world. How did those seemingly ordinary or very different experiences shape the teacher you are today?
So, yeah, it sounds roundabout, but it doesn't feel that way to me at this point in my life, right? It's funny how things weave together and we don't see it in the moment. But when we follow what the through line is, it can lead us somewhere. I would say the through line for me has been love, for sure. I followed my heart. I followed the things that I enjoyed doing that brought me, that helped me feel alive. You know, like we're talking about a regenerative system. I would do it and then I'd feel more alive. Even serving food at a restaurant in my college days, I loved the feeling of flow when the restaurant got really, really busy. And I would just be in that space of, oh, I'm talking to this person, connecting with that person, bringing them nourishment, taking orders, making sure that they're, you know, leaving us a tip, all of that stuff, and working in flow with the team, right? Yeah. Same with violin. I would make music and I would love to see how it would land in people's hearts. I would love to see how they would respond with their bodies to the music that I was playing. Weddings are an easy one, but also concertos and just being on stage and sharing that. The through line now, as I learned about transformational coaching and what it is to just be more of you, is that dedication. Oh, I realize every step that I took allowed me to see everyone holds their own truth inside of them. Everyone has deep, deep innate wisdom that lives in them. And usually what helps bring it out, because it's usually covered in all kinds of mud and I call it mud. You can call it trauma. You can call it the scaries. You can call it whatever you'd like. We all know what I'm talking about. We've all felt it.
Yeah.
Underneath all of that is a knowing and a truth and a wisdom that can actually guide your own self, my own self, your own self, our own selves, into being able to follow a path that is uniquely ours. And again, it sounds very, very romantic, but it's actually very practical and pragmatic, because then your decision-making becomes very clear. You know, you're offered opportunities, you know what to say yes to, you know what to say no to, because you're connected to that heart space.
Yeah.
And that's what's leading you. Your through line might be different than mine. Love, creativity are two of my most powerful through lines. They pull me forward in life. Mm-hmm. And so for someone else, it might be something else. It will be something else, but they have that. And so, does that answer your question? I don't know. I ramble.
It does. At the beginning of it, I was like, I know why she does it. She just loves the energy. It's like
you create the energy.
Create the energy. For me, it's interesting. You said love and that. Mine's kindness and gratitude. I love kindness. If I go on YouTube or anything, I like to see, you're going to laugh at this, right? Where the woman or the man goes up and the people are paying at the credit cards to pay their bills. They haven't got enough money. And this person suddenly sneaks in and hits their credit card and pays for it, right? So that's my happy moment. That's what I like to give back. I like to help out rescues, this sort of thing, animal, obviously cats. And so, yeah.
Can I offer something, Janine? I have a hunch. You tell me where I'm wrong.
Okay.
I have a fun hunch that you also, wrapped on into that kindness, you love delight. Because that's delightful, what you just described.
it is one of my words, isn't it? I love working with my clients. It's really important to me. I only have clients, and I, you know, this sounds bad, but I have clients I love to work with, and I love what I'm doing. And I know this is something I was given a talk about a little while ago, and it was about, and they were saying, you know, when you say, I only do the job I want so that I never work, yeah, but that is what I do. So yeah. When you work with your love and heart, how does that work for you?
It sounds similar. It's the feeling, like I was saying earlier, it's a regenerative system, meaning I could be having the worst day. I could be completely depleted by the end of that day and even be wondering, oh man, I have a coaching client call. Like I have a session coming up. I have my practices that help move a little bit of that energy, but 10 times out of 10, honestly, and I'm not exaggerating, I will leave the call regardless of what came up. It's not that it's all feel good in a coaching call. Mm-hmm. Stuff comes up. That's exactly the space where it's meant to come up. But getting to witness someone in their process of going after who they are, falling in love with themselves, and living in that sense of alignment and reaching for it, that I see them trying. For me, by the end of the call, I have more energy. I'm excited. I'm happy. I feel grateful. And I'm just like, oh yeah, it's like 9 p.m. and I should be going to bed, but I feel like I could run a marathon and I'm not a runner.
That is so funny. So you would say part of what you do, because you do so many things, is that you help people fall in love with themselves?
Or? I love that. Yeah. I love that you said that. Yes. Yeah. I would say that. That's beautiful, Janine. Can I use that?
People, I think, you know, you often hear, you know, when you're in a breakup of a relationship, they go, oh, go and be kind to yourself, love yourself, or whatever. But people don't know how to do it, right? You know, or what they want to do. Like for me, yeah, I will wake up and there will be about a dozen eyes on me. Yeah. hurry up. But what
feed us.
What I've learned, and this is really something that maybe you can, after the break, you can help us a little bit with, is how people learn to love themselves. Will you be able to give some wiseness about that? New word, wiseness.
You will. I love that. Yeah.
Okay, so we're just going to hand over to our sponsors. But when we come back, Nadia is going to give us some tips on how to love ourselves.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, hey. So Nadia, the question I ask you, can you give some tips on how to love yourself? Come on.
Let's go.
Go.
I will give the number one, I think the biggest bang for your buck, which is very simple and not easy. Feel your feelings. Mm-hmm. Feel your feelings. So much of what we're up to as adults in the world, as grown people in the world, is avoiding what's coming up for us. And we find all these really clever ways of doing so. Not just the social medias or the TV show binge or just all kinds of very clever ways to avoid feeling what's actually happening. Part of, again, I'm going to go back to the children. Part of loving a child well is not negating what they're experiencing. It's they're having a breakdown. They're crying over something. Their toy broke, right? They're in tears. They are feeling feelings. And you could say, don't worry. That's nothing to cry about, and completely shut them down.
Mm.
Even if you say it in a loving way, right? You have their bet, like, don't worry. Like, even if you say it with the tone of voice, like, don't worry, child. There's other toys coming. Don't worry. Or you have the choice to approach them with love, which is, I see that you're sad.
Mm.
Do you need a hug? As an adult, you can ask yourself, and you can approach yourself with that same sense of kindness and compassion. which is, I feel, are branches of what it is to be loving to yourself, to fall in love with yourself, is accepting all of yourself, even the prickly bits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And approaching yourself with that same attitude. I see that you are sad, enraged, upset. Insert hard feeling emotion here.
Yeah.
What do you need? And oftentimes as adults, we don't know. And that's okay too. You can just be there and say, when you know, I'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the practice develops. And that is how we fall in love with ourselves and live from love, not in a cliche way, but in a very feet on the earth kind of way.
Yeah. I'm a great one. You know, one of my friends just lost her husband, and you know, everyone's saying that, oh, you know, time, you'll feel better. Da, 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 da. And I just said, there's no words, happy to just sit with you.
Yes.
Because that's it. And you can do that yourself. It's allowing that. But people, again, where we start this from, do not have the time. Or they don't allow themselves the time.
That one.
Yeah, that one.
It takes less time than people think. If anyone's had a total breakdown, how long can you possibly fully, full body sob? I challenge anyone to this. Please let me know when we do the, find me on the internet, and please let me know, because I have never gotten past maybe 10, 15 minutes of a good full body, I am like heaving on the floor kind of sob when something is really breaking me open.
Yeah.
I challenge you. The truth is, when we're feeling our feelings truly from a place of love, not a place of just trying to shove it away or avoid it, but really allowing it to surface and bubble up, it doesn't take as much. We just actually can't handle that much time of it.
No.
It doesn't take that much time. It usually comes in waves. It comes in spurts, and the waves over time will lessen. Grief is a different thing, but we need a whole other conversation to talk about grief alone. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. So I'm going to ask you a very definite question here.
Yeah. Tell me.
You speak about living in a more empowered and harmless way. What does true empowerment look like when it comes from the heart rather than the ego?
Ooh.
I know. I had to throw a winder in there, didn't I? And I didn't even
I love it. This. It's juicy, Janine. This is where getting to know yourself will be really helpful. I will also say, it's not just you knowing yourself. It's in tandem with people around you that love you.
Yeah.
When it's that interdependence piece, where when you can know yourself, then you can lean on. I had a girlfriend just reach out to me yesterday saying, you know me well, we've known each other for quite some time and we're close. What's something in me that you see that I could work on?
Well, that's a bad boom.
That is true community. And she knows that I love her. We've been friends for many years. I think we're closing in on a decade.
All right.
And we're close. We have trust. We have been there for one another to build that. You know, I answered her question. She's like, oh, that makes sense. And then I asked, I was like, could you do the same for me?
Ooh.
That's true community, Janine. And she did. And I was like, oh, I had the same reaction. I was like, yes, that I'm going to add that to my list of things that I want to grow into, you know, that I want to grow and let go of or release or love more.
Yeah. And I think you're absolutely right. I have some very close friends and we are very honest about it. And we send it from, you know, I'll even start with, you know, you've asked me, and remember, this has come from love because we've been friends forever. But actually, da, 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 da. And then leaving that silence for her to see how she felt and then come back. I'm not talking about anyone specific. So if any of my friends are listening into the show, it's not you.
Meanwhile, my friend, she knows who she is. But that's, I think that's where the spiritual space, the wellness spaces, all of, you know, there's so much focus on the internal world. And that is very, I'm not negating that. I just want to bring in the rest of the sentence, which is yes, and the self-awareness and the people around you that you slowly, as you become more self-aware, by the way, it will naturally happen. Mm-hmm. You'll start to notice, oh, this person, you'll put yourself out a little bit more, be a bit more vulnerable, and someone will respond in kind or make themselves known as someone that you probably can't do that with. And all of it is information, and all of it allows us to grow in a more interconnected way.
I think also there are generation gaps around all this. I think the youngest ones, I don't know, these millennials, gens or whatever, I think they have grown up with under different things being pushed on by influencers and everything, but they're more in touch with themselves. I'm probably talking 40 down. And sorry if anyone's 50 or 60 on here, you may well be as well. You may have done your spiritual path. I just want hold on. But I'm thinking that, you know, we didn't have, when I was taught, we didn't have the group friends in our year. It wasn't like that in our year, like I see all the younger friends having. I don't know why that was, but it was a whole different aspect. But I'm going off piste here. So before you go, there's two things. For someone listening right now who feels overwhelmed, I know we've touched on this, but if they were looking for some bit of how to listen into their inner wisdom, how would you suggest they do that today?
If they're able, this is where the somatic practice comes in, right? Listening to your heart, but through the body. If they're able to get themselves out in nature.
Yeah.
That changes everything. We're of the earth. We really are. We live here. I tell that to children all the time. This is our home planet. Be with it. And if you're unable to move too much, because that has happened to me, where moving my body physically was just not an option, I would say if you can breathe, try to take a deep breath. You'd breathe in through the nose, you breathe out through the mouth, and hopefully the exhalation is longer than the inhalation. So just focus on that. Focus on feeling, or breathe in and out through the nose. Again, inhalation shorter than the exhalation. And focus on feeling the temperature changes as the air moves in through the nostrils and out of the nostrils. And just be there for a minute.
Yeah, which is something we don't seem to have that ability to do. Although I've been practicing it, but then I've had the time to. So where can our listeners find you?
So I'm Nadia Payan, just my name, on most social media. I think all the social media. I'm mostly on Instagram. But honestly, if I trust that if my energy and my words resonate with someone who's listening, they can just find me on my website, nadiapayan.com. Email me. I'm very open. I'm not so present on social media right now, but very soon I will be.
I've known Nadia about how long? 5-6 years? Trust me, she is so amazing. Just if you, as she said, reach out for her, because she is there. She is definitely there. And I know you've got things planned for the future coming up this year. So
yes, so reach out. And I have something coming up. Well, I'm going to date us, but it's January 2026 right now. But in February, watch this space is what I'll say.
Okay, well, I will share it on my emails to everyone.
Thank you.
So Nadia's been amazing. I love speaking to you, as always, heartfelt, as it always does come from you. Remind us that wisdom isn't something we need to chase or earn. It's something we remember by slowing down, asking better questions of ourselves, and trusting ourselves more deeply. Do I get a tick for that?
You get 10 ticks. Janine, thank you so much. I always appreciate your wisdom, and I loved this conversation. Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.